You may know that in addition to being the parochial vicar here at St. Andrew's, I've also had the opportunity to be the chaplain at Roanoke Catholic School. And I've really enjoyed that opportunity, that challenge so far. And I was praying on the prayers and readings for this Mass, and the school's mission statement came to my mind. So the mission statement says that the school's fundamental task is the education of the whole person, blending learning with faith and faith with daily life. So the education of the whole person, blending learning with faith and faith with daily life. Now, of course, I'm not saying that we at the school have perfectly achieved that mission yet, but it is a beautifully articulated goal. It can be so easy for us to separate the different aspects of our life, to compartmentalize. And on some level, that can sometimes be necessary, but it can also be dangerous if we start seeing the different parts of our lives as unrelated. We can start to feel like a different person at home and at work and at school. But in reality, it's the same human person who goes in between all of those different places, all those different realms. And so there should naturally be a sort of blending, a sort of connection between those different aspects of our lives. And this is especially true about our faith. Our faith is actually alive when it affects our daily life, and when our daily life affects our faith. And we're actually going to pray for this very thing in our prayer after communion at this Mass. So after we receive Holy Communion, I will pray this prayer. Graciously raise up, O Lord, those you renew with this sacrament, that we may come to possess your redemption, both in mystery and in the manner of our life, through Christ our Lord. So when we say both in mystery and the manner of our life, that's kind of like saying both here at Mass and out there in our daily lives. We possess God's redemption in mystery when we come to worship him and we receive the sacraments. And the word mystery is actually another word that can sometimes be used to mean the same thing as the word sacrament. Mystery is another word that means the same thing. God offers us his redemption, his love, his grace in a particular way in the sacraments, and most especially in the Holy Eucharist. So during these past 40 hours in our 40-hour devotion, we've had such a beautiful opportunity to possess his redemption in mystery as we adore Jesus, his body and blood, as we come in silence in prayer before him, that we have that opportunity, we've had that opportunity to possess his redemption in that mystery, in that sacrament that he's given us. And likewise, we have that opportunity at every Mass to possess the redemption he offers us in mystery. But that redemption isn't meant to just stay here in the church, of course. God wants us to possess that same redemption also in the manner of our life. He wants our faith to be blended with our daily lives. And in fact, this is what St. Paul wanted for the Christians in Philippi. In the letter he wrote to them, the letter to the Philippians, which we heard in the second reading, he said, "Conduct yourselves in a way worthy of the gospel of Christ." Or in another translation, it says, "Let your manner of life be worthy of the gospel of Christ." So we hear that same phrase, right? Your manner of life. Let your manner of life be worthy of the gospel of Christ. So essentially, St. Paul is saying, okay, you've heard the gospel and you've believed in it. Thanks be to God. That's awesome. But that faith that you have isn't meant to just stay in your mind or inside of your heart or inside the walls of this church. It's meant to affect every aspect of how you live. Our whole manner of life is meant to reflect the gospel of Christ, reflect the truth that we believe, the God whom we know loves us so much. But when we kind of hold back some part of our lives from Him just for ourselves, it shows us that something's not quite right. Something's not quite connected. Something's not quite coming together. Something's not quite fully alive. In the words of St. James in his letter, he says, "Faith without works is dead." And so we're currently in the middle of a period of Eucharistic revival in the United States. And as we hear that word, you know, the Eucharistic revival that we're in, it's good to realize how powerful that word revival is. To revive is to bring back to life, to raise from the dead. And for me personally, it's humbling sometimes to admit that in some ways I fall to that temptation of kind of separating parts of my faith from other parts of my daily life. You know, there's some aspects of both how I participate in the Eucharist and how I live in all sorts of other ways that I haven't totally surrendered to Jesus. And it's good to just recognize that and just come to the Lord and say, you know, I'm sorry, please change my heart. And I think we all struggle with that in different ways. And if you can relate in some way to that way, that too, then it's good for us to just humbly admit that spiritually, we need to be revived. We need to be brought back, raised back to life. To be, you know, for our lives and every aspect of our lives to just totally belong to God. That's what it means to truly be alive in Christ. And now, as a reminder, this is something that we will be praying for. It's not something that we can just achieve on our own. God is the one who raises from the dead. And so in that prayer, remember that prayer after communion, we'll pray, "Graciously raise up, O Lord, those you renew with this sacrament." In a sense, like when we receive Holy Communion, there should be like a resurrection going on in our lives, that Jesus infuses his own life back into us so that we can be totally his. We need God to raise us up in order to live in the way that he calls us to, with our faith blended and integrated fully with our daily life, with every aspect of our lives fully offered, fully surrendered to God. And this is not only what the Lord desires for us, but this is in fact the work that he is doing. He yearns to bring us fully back to life so that every time we come to Mass and receive his body and blood, we truly experience in a new way his redemption, his salvation, his love for us. He yearns to revive us so completely that every aspect of our lives might look more and more like that consecrated host, that every aspect of our lives might proclaim to the world around us, "This is my body, given up for you." And our God is so generous beyond what we deserve, that he wants to give us that gift of living just totally belonging to him. So may he inflame that same desire in us today for him to renew and continue his work in us here in the Holy Eucharist, for him to raise us up, to revive us, to bring us back to life in him.